This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A lot of people who know a whole lot about China say that if you want to know what the next big flashpoint over there is going to be, you got to keep an eye on the environment. There were huge and violent protests this past weekend near Shanghai. More than 10,000 people trying to get a paper mill wastewater pipeline stopped. Stopped it was by local officials there, but environmentalism in the world's second biggest economy still does have a ways to go, as Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports now from Shanghai.
Years ago, as China stood on the precipice of an era of unbridled economic growth, its leadership made a deal with the people. You don't challenge our authority, we give you a better quality of life. For the Chinese, better quality of life used to mean the freedom to make money. Not anymore, says UC Irvine China historian Jeffrey Wasserstrom.
They're not willing to accept the idea that being able to buy more stuff at the store means your quality of life is improving if you're worried about the pollution levels in the water that you drink, if you're worried about the quality of the air you breathe, if you're worried about whether your children will grow up in a place with a decent environment.
This weekend's protest followed similar ones last month when thousands in southwestern China staged violent riots to protest a planned metals plant. The result was the same. The people prevailed, and the local government scrapped the plans for the factory. Despite these victories, Ma Tianjie of Greenpeace in Beijing says the Chinese government is responding too slowly to the public.
You cannot wait until the people got onto the street to make decision or change your decision. I think participation should happen way before that point.
As it stands, the environmental assessment for a new factory in China doesn't allow for public participation at any stage. But this soon may change, says Ma. There's been a push by academics in China to involve the public at a much earlier stage in the development of an industrial project so that the violence China saw over the weekend will be prevented. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.